This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. Top stories first. Deadly lighting kills 4 people in Saptarvi this morning. Palpa reports 121 new cases of coronavirus today. And US records 39,000 new coronavirus cases, while Brazil reports nearly 43,000 new cases over last 24 hours. Now the news in detail. A deadly lighting has killed 4 people in Saptarvi this morning. The deceased have been identified as 30-year-old Lalita Devi Yadav of Daneshwari municipality, 60-year-old Chedi Thakur, and 27-year-old Bechan Yadav of Mahadeva rural municipality, and KC Lal Saha of Rajgarh rural municipality in Saptarvi district. District Police Office Saptarvi has informed that Asa Mandal of the Rajgarh rural municipality has been seriously injured due to the lighting. The lighting had all of a sudden striken them while they were busy in farming. 121 new cases of coronavirus have been reported in Palpa district today. According to Information Officer Palpa Om Prakash Panthi, 93 persons from Nisti rural municipality, 3 persons from Tansen municipality, 18 persons from Purva Khola rural municipality, 6 persons from Rampa rural municipality, 7 persons from Tinau rural municipality were reported to have positive to the coronavirus. With this, the total number of coronavirus infection has reached 369 in Palpa district. Likewise, Gandaki state has reported 11 new cases of coronavirus today. According to Health Directorate of the state, 5 persons from Magdi, 2 persons from Baglung, another 2 persons from Nawalpur, and 1 person from Sangsa district were tested positive to the virus. Similarly, Pokhara Academy of Health Sciences Western Regional Hospital Pokhara has closed all services except emergency food today following a person lost his life to coronavirus infection in the hospital. The hospital director Arjun Acharya informed that all services except emergency have been halted today for the management of the dead body of 55-year-old man of Adikhola rural municipality of Sangsa district had died in course of treatment at the hospital last night. He was also suffering from diabetes and pneumonia. He was receiving treatment on a ventilator at the hospital from 22nd June. Acharya added that the health services would be resumed from tomorrow. 2 persons died in a road accident that had occurred last night at Kalyanpur in Saptarvi along the east-west highway. The deceased have been identified as a 30-year-old motorcyclist Birvendra Das and his mother Sudhani Devi of Khadak Municipality 5 in the district. The accident happened after the motorcycle and a jeep collided head-on. The area police office Kalyanpur informed that they died on the spot. The Supreme Court has issued an order in the name of the government seeking a written response regarding the status of the implementation of the orders issued in connection to COVID-19 pandemic. A single bench of Justice Anil Kumar Sinha handed down the order yesterday. The government has been given 15 days for the date of receiving the order to share along with reasons why an order as demanded by the petitioner should not be issued. The Supreme Court has also sought details about the status of the enforcement of the 7 interim orders issued by the court. The order was issued in response to a writ petition filed by senior advocate Prakash Mari Sharma and other advocates arguing that the government had committed a contempt of court by delaying the enforcement of the interim order. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now some international updates. The United States has recorded 39,000 new cases of coronavirus over the last 24 hours. Meantime, the governors of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut on Wednesday ordered travelers from 8 other U.S. states to be quarantined for 2 weeks on arrival. The provision comes into implementation as COVID-19 infections surged in the region, spread the brunt of the initial outbreak. The 14-day quarantine applies to visitors from mostly southern states, Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Texas, and Utah, as well as tri-state residents returning from those areas. The quarantine states are determined by a formula based on the number of new cases. New York City was the early epicenter of the U.S. coronavirus pandemic. More than 31,000 people have died of COVID-19 in New York State alone, which is roughly one quarter of the U.S. New Jersey and Connecticut were also especially hard hit at the outset of the health crisis. Likewise, Latin American nation Brazil has recorded another 42,725 virus cases over last 24 hours, which is the second biggest increase in daily infections in the country. Brazilian officials announced that another 1,185 people with coronavirus have died, taking the total to 53,830. But although cases are increasing, the number of deaths are largely flat. According to the data compiled by the U.S.-based Johns Hopkins University, the global infection cases from coronavirus have surpassed more than 9.44 million. Likewise, the global death toll from coronavirus has reached 481,000, while 4.73 million people have recovered from the virus. Taliban fighters killed as many as 7 Afghan commandos in an hours-long attack on an army outpost in northwest Badghis province. The assault comes as Kabul authorities accuse the armed group of stepping up attacks against security forces in recent weeks. But this lawmaker, Jawadin Akhaji, said most of those killed were members of commando and special forces. He said the attack came when a group of commandos and special forces traveled to the outpost from their base nearby. The country's Ministry of Defense said 7 security personnel were killed and 5 were wounded in the attack. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Deadly lighting kills 4 people in Saptari this morning. Palpa reports 121 new cases of coronavirus today, and US records 39,000 new cases of coronavirus, while Brazil reports nearly 43,000 new cases over the last 24 hours. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log into our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and stay safe.